Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Matthew chapter 27, verse number 15 and 16. Matthew 27, 15 and 16. Now, at that feast, the governor was to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you? Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, and saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Can you destroy Jesus? The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. So Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be what? Crucified. Praise the Lord. And the governor said, Why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be what? Crucified. Is it not powerful? Praise the Lord. It's too powerful. So, in verse number 26, Bible says that then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. We are talking about the power of resurrection. The crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, his burial in the grave, his resurrection from the dead, and ascension to the Father are very important doctrinal pillars upon which our faith is built on. And the child of God is defined by these events that were supernatural, that happened in the life of Jesus Christ. So this is what defines us. And from time to time, when we are afforded opportunity, we have to renew our faith in the Lord by going through the light and insight that these events shed on our lives. Because these are the foundations of our faith, these events. If you call yourself a child of God and you have no knowledge or proper appreciation of the crucifixion of Christ on the cross, his burial in the grave, his resurrection from the dead, and ascension, and the second coming, then you really are a Christian who is in trouble. So, last Friday, we spoke about the crucifixion of Christ. This morning, I would like us to continue from there. We read the scripture in verse 15. In fact, this whole Matthew 27, it talks about the trial of Jesus Christ. And in verse number 15, during the trial, the governor in verse 14 in NLT was telling them that, but Jesus made no response to any of the charges, much to the governor's surprise, because it was a trial. And the trial basically was for crime. And he needed to defend himself. In fact, people were sent to that particular arena so that they would be given or afforded opportunity to defend themselves. But Jesus, for every charge and accusation they brought to him, he refused to defend himself. So even the governor was surprised. What manner of man is this? And the reason why, you see, when you're studying the Bible, you have to just find, why was Jesus posturing like that? He was posturing like that because he wanted to die. He had brought himself. He had offered himself. The Bible talks about the fact that he was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He had also chosen death by the cross, which was the most gruesome death, you know, administered to criminals in the Roman era. And so it was not a death that someone would choose. It was a death that was imposed upon people they wanted to shame, dishonor, people they wanted to punish. And then they imposed that kind of capital judgment or death to people to serve as a deterrent to other criminals who will be looking on the crucifixion of such a criminal. And amongst the many capital judgments or ultimate death that are offered to people, such as firing squad, you know, electric chair kind of capital punishment, injection to kill people, some people being beheaded and all of that. You could see that all those capital punishments are very quick death. But when it comes to dying on the cross, it was a very slow, painful, shameful death. And Jesus chose that one. And it did not matter how great someone was. Once that person was hung on the cross, he was seen to be a curse. So it robbed that person of all the glory. But Jesus chose that one. So when he was standing trial, he had already chosen to die on the cross. Are you here? And his conversations with the disciples, he was telling them that, I'm going to offer myself. I'll be taken. I will be hung on the cross. That's why you see Peter fighting to say that, Jesus, don't try that, you know. Because you are our hero, and if you hang on the cross, we will not be seen to be people who followed a glorious man. Are you here with me at all? That's why to some it was a stumbling block, and to some it was foolishness. And so no one in his right sense would love to choose dying on the cross, but Jesus chose it. And when he was standing trial, he didn't even raise an objection. Of all the accusation, he said, I just want to die. Kill me on this cross. Galatians chapter 3 talks about the fact that this cross represented the curse. Praise the Lord. It calls it the tree. Why would a glorious Savior? In fact, when you read the scriptures, the Bible makes us understand that Jesus went to the cross as a glorious Savior. As what? Can't hear you at all. As what? Now, his death on the cross is very potent. This man, they said everything. He said he was not going to change his mind. He wanted to die. Then the governor said something in verse 15. Now, it was a governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner to the crowd, anyone they wanted. So this was a custom. Every year, like in our country, the president can set a prisoner free. Are you here? It's the power of the president to set any kind of prisoner free. So that was a custom. And they had come to hear of who was going to be set free. Then the verse number 16 said that this year there was a notorious prisoner, a man named Barabbas. The guy was not a common criminal. Notorious. Notoriety was part of his accolades. Very bad man. Born bad. Baddest. Barabbas. Don't name your child Barabbas. So as the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked them, which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah? The question I have to ask is that Jesus was standing trial. He was a just man. So how do you even now bring a comparison as to he being an option for the one to be released? Because he was never tried to be a criminal. So how will you now bring a criminal, a notorious criminal, and say that this or that? Because Jesus had not even attained to, being, as it were, what? Tried and condemned to, for and the criminal had to be in the prison. They had not finished the process, and he said, this or that. Then the people said, we want the criminal, the notorious criminal, to be free. So Jesus took the place of the notorious criminal. Ask somebody, who do you think is that notorious criminal? Ask somebody. Who do you think is that notorious, born bad criminal? Criminal. Ask, please. You don't be shy of anybody. Ask, pa. Who do you think is that born bad person? Even though we are wearing dresses with white inside, but who do you really think the Bible is talking about? We are the Barabbases. That notorious criminal is Pastor Francis. Yes. Hey. So Jesus took our place. And the criminal was released. Why was he a criminal? Because he was full of sin. He was what? Full of sin. The crucifixion, the trial of Jesus, was a trial for us. We were standing trial before God as sinners, notorious, imprisoned, never going to have the opportunity to come out except the governor himself, the Lord of hosts himself, had released us. Are you here? What Jesus did was a major sacrifice. That instead of the notorious criminal who is in prison, dying. What kind of prison was the notorious criminal? The guy, first of all, was in prison because of sin. And the prison he was in was the prison for sinners. So he was not only a sinner, he had also been imprisoned by sin. The body of sin. See, when the Bible talks about the body of sin, it's talking about the nature that produces the act of sin. So this guy, there's no good in the guy. And Jesus went to the prison, went to the jail for the sake of this guy. This guy walked free out of the prison. It may look like I'm repeating myself, but we need to repeat this thing about what Jesus has done, because the church doesn't appreciate what Jesus did. Till today, if an argument ensued about the crucifixion or resurrection of Christ, you will not be interested. Because the thing is that you don't understand. You don't understand what really happened. So this morning I will repeat until it will enter our heart that one of the things that happened with his crucifixion, his trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, is the fact that a notorious criminal like you and I was asked to leave and go free from prison. One who was supposed to die was given that pardon because someone took the place of that notorious criminal. And the person who took that place is Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is something that money from the family of the notorious criminal could not buy. That freedom. And for this guy to be seen to be a notorious criminal, I can suspect that two things. Either he was a robber or he was a murderer. And not just killing one person. Or he was both. A robber and a murderer, if I'm a serial killer. And a notorious armed robber. In fact, for Bible to even describe him like that, he has to be a nation wrecker. Yes. Very dangerous guy. Nation wrecker. Family wrecker. And when we see how you entered into relationship with somebody's husband to try to destroy the home, it really fits this description. And how one thing you said made the man to begin to see the wife in another way. Very dangerous homewrecker. But Jesus came and they said, let the sinner go. Let him be the one to be crucified. So they eventually crucified him. So what Jesus did was to take our place. Tell somebody what Jesus has done for you. Is to take your place. Your place in sin. Your place in the prison. And the death that you are supposed to suffer. Condemned prisoner. Condemned. So before God, until we came into Christ, before God, we were condemned. So when you hear Paul talking about the fact that now in Christ, there is no condemnation for us, you have to understand that the condemnation was already there, and until we came to Christ, we were going to die. That notorious criminal was going to die. Once Jesus came into the scene, the notorious criminal, all his sins were pardoned him. Say, you can go free. Say, I'm free. I can't hear you. Say, I'm free, I'm free. See, because of this, no devil should be able to guilt trip you. No devil should be able to tell you that you are a sinner, you are whatever, because someone has died in your place. And the governor has pronounced you free. So, if the governor has pronounced you free, if God himself has said you are free, there is no law or authority anywhere. I mean, imagine if somebody, the president was trying to pardon, you know, out of prison. The day before, the person killed another person in the prison. And the president still said, I'm pardoning the person. Do you think that the CEO of Ghana Prisons who said that president, because this guy even killed another person yesterday. So you can't bring this person. President said, if I say he's out, he's what? Free indeed. Not just in theory. Indeed, in action. Practically free. Regardless of what has been done. Say, I'm free indeed. I can't hear you at all. Say, I'm free indeed. Child, my generation, no curses. To talk about righteousness. Mm-mm. Say, I'm free indeed. Say it with beating your chest. Say, I. Beat your chest. Say, I, Francis. Because of Jesus Christ, I am free indeed. Really free. So, if somebody stands there and says that, you see, in this life, no one is righteous. Say, it's, wah, wah, wah. It's a lie. Because of Jesus, we are righteous. Praise the Lord. That notable criminal that went out of jail, nobody could call him criminal again. Because another had taken it. Did you see how he was being celebrated? His release was a celebration. Yes, he himself was shocked. He was shocked. Wow. You see, that's why salvation in Christ looks simple, but it's very deep. Legally, it's very deep. Legally, physically, it looks very... Because what really happened for this notorious criminal was the fact that all the scars he had on his body were still there. And yet the greatest thing that held him was the legality for him to remain in prison or to die. That was the greatest entanglement of his destiny. Not a sore, not a wound, not a scar on his body. Are you here with me at all? Not his height, not his size, not the money in his pocket. The greatest thing was that for all the opportunities that he could enjoy, the law said that be in prison and you must die. So when he was let go, it was a legal transaction. What was it? Can't hear you. I can't hear you. It was what? Very legal transaction. That your debt, your sins have been canceled. You are no longer liable to any form of condemnation. So go. So some people look for a physical sign, you know, to justify that they are saved. You know, you are not going to have any. The only physical sign is that you are free to walk. But the real thing that has happened is that the law cannot arrest you, because that power the law has to keep you in jail and in sin has been taken off. That price has been paid for. It's been paid, and the judgment has been made that go free. So the real thing that happened to the notorious criminal was that the legality that bound him was neutralized, was destroyed. The sin that took him to jail was also destroyed. That's why he could walk free. And it was destroyed in a person. In what? In a person who became a substitution for him. When you wake up as a Christian, you should be very happy that someone has taken your place. And the person who took your place is your Savior. It is Jesus who came today, you know, who came to save this notable criminal. I mean, this is not a message to preach over, but since we are discussing, let's continue to discuss. Yes. Because devil will be telling you stories. Who do you think you are? You know, that's why if you're a child of God, you look to yourself, you will always fail and the devil will always beat you. You always have to define who you are in Christ. Imagine this notorious criminal. Maybe he killed about 7 people in the community. So and those families were not there at the decree of the governor that let him go. Yeah. So some of the family, the victims to this criminal, the family, they just saw him. Why are you out? You are supposed to be in jail. Are you here at all? You killed my son. You are walking here. It's like the prisons, they are not doing their job well. Blah, 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 blah. Are you here at all? Some will find reasons to accuse. Because they don't know what Jesus has done for you. And the boldness of this man will be that, Charlie, me kumuni ano, eria cheme semenko. It has been paid for. Hello? It has been what? Please tell somebody that it's been paid for. It's been paid for. This morning, if this is what you get to hear, it's powerful. Tell someone that it's been paid for. It's been paid for. Jesus died that I will be free. So I am free indeed. Nothing should be able to accuse me. That is why Revelations talks about the fact that when you face Satan himself as your accuser, your antidote is in Christ. It's not in your knowledge of who you are. It's in Christ. How? You would tell him that, for we overcame. Overcame who? When you sin, you are under the power of an authority. So we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. He said, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Say, we overcame. I can't hear you at all. Say, we overcame. I know when we are preaching like this, it's not interesting. No? Yeah. But one of the reasons why you would dream that a lion is about to devour you and you wake up and you will not be panting is because you know what Jesus has done for you. I mean, these days, when we even preach about the redemptive work of Christ, there are arguments because we still want to stay in the generational curses realm. But what Jesus has done is a one-time payment, very deep, and nobody can question it. He said, go. And he left. And legally, every record of the sin of this notorious criminal was erased. It was what? It was erased. So when you meet devil and devil is boggling your mind, you are a sinner, you are a criminal. Yes. Hey. Jesus took my place, paid with his blood. Praise the Lord. He took my place, shed his blood as a payment So he died in my place. What is the proof? His blood. And the blood has washed away. He's taken all the records. So if this man went out, he could stand for presidency because there is no record of his sins. Bible says, blessed is the man whose sins the Lord does not remember, whose iniquity the Lord will not remit, punish. So no record. How do we know that? Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Look at that. Maybe let's go to even verse 12. Colossians. Please on my screen. Salaba koshatalaba. He said, buried with him in baptism. Say, I'm buried with him. Wherein also ye are raised with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. Verse 13 says that. And you, being dead in your sins and in the circumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you what? Can't hear you. He has forgiven you what? Some of your trespasses. Some. Wow. All. He is forgiving us all our trespasses. And what has he done again? What did he do? Blotting out the what? Don't say handwriting, say handwriting. But it's obia kawana, I'm saying, and we had the chain handwriting. No, the old bullet testing a war where did the winning a handwriting? Handwriting. So I don't see him, but handwriting. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to his what? Cross. What has he done again? And having spoiled the principalities and powers. Hallelujah. When that was done, he just spoiled everywhere. Jesus spoiled it. That was spoiled. He's just disgraced, made a public show. Destroyed principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Openly. You see, our salvation is not a secret something. It's an open payment for a notorious criminal who, and that payment is an announcement that from today nobody should see him as a notorious criminal. And it was not just an announcement. If you go to verse 15, Jesus, he verse 14, he did this so much that he didn't only say go, he also attacked the records. He said he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances. Whatever had been recorded that this guy, he did A, B, C, D. That's why they are even calling him not just a criminal, but a notorious criminal. All the charges, he said that he blotted them out. Yes. He cleared all the charges. Subsumed it in himself. He said, you go, I have carried it. Too powerful. Praise the Lord. Is it powerful for somebody? Say he took it, he took it. One more time. Say he took my sins, he took it. He paid for my sins, he took it. When a devil comes or somebody comes by the way to say, you are a sinner, you are da da da. No. The thing is that he has taken it off the record. There is no record that I'm a sinner. Because the one who took my place, he died, paid with his blood, and took all the charges of the sheet. So there is no history. That is why Paul will say that you are a new creature. Because that notorious criminal has been recreated in Christ. And you cannot find traces of whatever is in the record to attest to his old self. The old man, his old life. You can't find it anywhere. That record does not exist. As the blood was being poured, it was dealing with the record. And he says, because of that, principalities and powers do not have any power over you. Because if principalities and powers will have any authority or power or effect on you, they must have legal ground to operate. And the legal ground is a ground that makes you a trespasser. So when you trespass against God, then they should have the legal ground to deal with you. But Jesus took away all our trespasses. So there is no ground for any principality or power or curse in your family to follow your life. So what do you do when you are seeing patterns of curses or repeated patterns, bad things that happen to because they say somebody went to do this, or even a prophecy comes and says that, oh, somebody went to do this. What do you do? What do you do? Ask somebody, what do you do? What you do is to use by faith. Use the work Jesus has done for you. Be talking to the person. Say, by faith in Christ. Use the work Jesus has done for you as your weapon, the blood as your judge or your lawyer, and tell that devil and that accuser that they don't have right to continually inflict you, please be telling a person, or afflict you with what belongs to the old man, because the old man was a sinner. Said, because my own sins and trespasses have been cancelled, I cannot carry punishment because it's been paid for. Are you with me at all? That is why it is not Jesus who comes to deal with the devil here on earth. It is you, the believer, who has been given authority to tell the devil to get out. Get away. Get out there. I like when Aliwa Dems were doing this, and they said, Jesus once said, and Reverend George Ajikum said that, Jesus once said, you Satan, go away from me. I said, what a scripture. He didn't say you Satan, he said you devil. You devil, go away from, I think it's George Era. Or HCK man, and you know, to say, well, I think one of them, you devil, eh? AB, to be AB, Pepe. You, I remember when that song came, eh, me papa, aspersions captain. That time, na Sanyo ghetto blaster, but Toby say, boom, and you want to buy no kota, the one that cast insinuation. And then a boss, ten table na plate na, and all they have to repeat. And you're not to say, and you're not to say, they say, oh, bam will be a compound one another. You devil, go away from me. That's somebody, the authority has been given to you. So use it. Now imagine someone who has been freed from prison, and then let's say Jagapi, yeah, and then the family member of whoever was affected just come say, hey Jaga, may they abide their child, may they find child, we in a sutra, boom. Jaga now has to use his right, because all his rights have been restored to him. Go to police station and this person doesn't have a right to slap me. Now, if you take the slap and absorb it in yourself, it's also another way of living. Just like you are deciding, I'm not going to use my rights to protect myself. So, after what Jesus has done for us, if you are withstanding the molestation of the devil, it is laid at your doorstep. Because Jesus said it clearly in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, 18, 19. He said, when I did this thing for you, This is what happened to the devil. And the 70 returned. Please go to the next verse. And they said that devils are subject to us. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Tell somebody, Satan fell. Do you remember the Colossians? In the verse 15, 16, it says that principalities were what? Spoiled. He said, I beheld Satan fall. Like, he said, behold, I give unto you what? Power. To do what? To tread on serpents and on scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't let a man of God curse you. And you are going and you are thinking, no. Nothing shall by any means curse you. No one should threaten your existence because of what Christ has done. He said, I've given you authority. You will now, you see, prior to this time, they couldn't tread over scorpions and serpents and, you know, it would be dangerous to do that. But Jesus said that after what I have done, you now have authority. So just imagine Jesus walking and marching a serpent or marching a charm of a scorpion. What will happen to Jesus? Nothing. So he said that for what I have done, you have taken my place, I have taken your place. So what cannot destroy me should not be able to destroy you. Are you here? I can't hear you. Are you sure you are here? I'm still on the matter. He took my place so that he took my weakness that and he gave me his power. But the power comes from the fact that he took my sin and gave me his righteousness. And so he's giving me authority that is uncontestable. No one can challenge that authority. So when Satan himself comes and his face, you just say, I overcome you by the blood of the Lamb. Why the blood? Because the blood was the payment and the erasing of any record that gives Satan authority to deal with you. And Satan recognizes the blood. That's why in Hebrews, he says that when we come to Mount Zion, one of the things we have come is that we have come to the blood of the mediation, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Are you here at all? He speaks better things than the blood that is calling for vengeance. Satan is always calling for your judgment, your vengeance. He says that no, we have come to the blood of the mediator. Wow. Mediating what? That's it. Every time what Jesus has done is a mediation between us and the Father. And if the Father is at peace with us, Satan cannot trouble us. Because his blood has paid and satisfied the demands of justice. That's why anything the Lord has given you to, Satan must not deny you. Are you here? Some of us, we pray and we get tired of Satan. Pray and say, I don't know what the devil wants from me. I don't know what the devil wants from me. What is it? Wow. Look at somebody say, you are a real person. You. Really. Satan wants you to just show that you know who you are. You know what you have. And you know how to get it. Because the problem we have is that, I mean, by what we are learning right now, you know that Satan is not your biggest problem. But when we are looking for something, you know the first person we go to? Satan. Why have you taken my goods? Why have you taken my health? Bring it. Sometimes he has no goods to bring. Because he took nothing. You understand? He's a thief. If there was no room for him to steal, then he doesn't have the goods. So sometimes you are addressing Satan instead of addressing the Father. And one of the things that we don't know how to do is to how to collect from the Father. Jesus said, you ask and receive. Sometimes we know how to ask, But we don't know how to receive. The receiving is always a problem. Because when you are dealing with Satan, it's hard. I bind you. You are dealing with Satan. You have to be a lion. Is that also aggressive, brutal, radical? But when you come to the arena of your father, you need to transform yourself to a sheep. That process is very difficult for us. And that is where a lot of people know warfare, but they don't know how to operate by their faith. You have been taught how to bind demons. Now the prayer sounds like a machine gun. Do you understand? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's a heated engine. Do you understand? But how do you receive from the Lord? Because Satan is not your biggest problem. Receiving from the Lord is by faith. And it could be very simple and yet complicated for a lot of Christians. Thanksgiving. Confessing what redemption has given you. And staying on your confession and profession. Sir, that process, that looks like a repetitive process. It's like, so I have to thank Father. Thank you for making the way possible for me. It's not powerful because we know be by but that was me that was say why we are on farm man. And so when you have to thank the Lord for what he has already given to you, don't even see the logic. Then he's saying that by faith, call the things that be not as though they are. That every morning I stand there and say that I have twins and you are waiting for 7 years. How do I continue to say, I'm tired saying, I have twins, I have twins. Yesterday, one woman visited me. She's a doctor from one of the universities. She gave me a chronicle of her life. And she said, before she married, she used to attend my miracle service. So I prayed with her. By the grace of God, she got married. And during the marriage, I saw that the woman was in very big battle. So she got pregnant. I told her, I said, your baby is dead, though. We have to pray so that your baby, you give birth to your baby alive. She said, when she gave birth to the baby, you know, she came that they said the baby has turned upside down. I said, no, the baby is dead. So when the baby was now born, the baby refused to cry. So the nurse and then the doctor, they came to tell the woman that your baby, the baby is not babying. Then she said she didn't know what to do. Then she said, Abba, pastor prayed for me that the baby died and God said, I'll give birth to the baby and the baby would die. As they told her now, the baby screamed, nyah! That's after many minutes. So she came for a miracle service again. And I was just telling her, we are going to pray that you are going to give birth twice. But the second batch will be twins. The first one is a boy, one girl. Yeah. Keep praying about it. That is what is going to happen. Do you know how many years it took? 7. Yesterday when she was telling me, I said, I don't remember, but I remember that prophecy part. 7. And the pregnancy was not coming. And when the pregnancy came, boom, they say, oh, it's a very complicated pregnancy. They don't see that. It's told them, they are twins. So, and one is a boy and one is a girl. She brought her book to show them. She said, how do you know? He said, my pastor told me. They said, bing, 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 bing. Eventually, she gave birth to twins. One boy, one girl. What am I even saying? It does not mean the man of God is powerful. It just means that God is true to his word. And when God speaks, you see, that's why I was telling her, I said, that is why a lot of people cannot pastor intellectuals. Because when you prophesy to an intellectual, he's not looking for a margin of error. He has to be like this. And she's giving me chronology of event.
So if God has not said, don't try. Because that's how they will leave your church. Yeah, don't try. You can't be guessing with intellectuals. No. And now we can't know. We ask someone, no. Oh, we've been reading. When we near, I'm on Mumbai. Hey. Jagronity. No. Nothing has changed. If you are saying it, it has to be God speaking. We have authority to deal with Satan. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I told you that this is not best. This is not where I want to land. But we are here. We have to close. And it's a good takeaway, knowing that one, Jesus took my place, took everything that has to do with me, and gave me everything that he has, his righteousness, his nature. He spoiled principalities and powers for me. And he has now given me the authority he had over Satan. He's given it to me to be able to walk in this life and be successful without being hurt. Praise the Lord. That should make you very happy. It doesn't matter how you are not showing spirituality in your home. When your child is unwell, you should be able to lay hands, be healed, stand in that authority that Christ has given you. Are you here at all? Tell somebody, stand in that authority. When things are not going well, know that there is no reason why things should not go well. Tell somebody, know that there are no trespasses and there are no records. Why Satan should make things go hard for you? So use that authority given to you legally to correct the error Satan wants to establish in your life. Yes. It's an error. You shouldn't allow it. Use your right. Child of God has got right. It's a simple preaching I've preached this morning. But I'm sure it should be edifying enough. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you can see that Satan is chasing you, sir. Don't be running. Just turn around and say, boy, I didn't know the image. I've not called you here. Why are you here? And you see, sometimes Satan can talk in your head. Talk in your head. Especially when you meet very powerful people. Yesterday, the morning flavor was a pure deliverance. Every single person who came here had a very deep deliverance. No be small matter. Heavy deliverance. And the night before, I slept over to pray. And God told me that in the morning, every load of deliverance that has to be done should be done in the morning. That he is here to do. Anything I may buy and I no talk, everybody come forward. Heavy deliverance. In the night when I was sleeping, I heard some song be sung. So I was going to trace the people who were singing it. Not knowing, baby, I'm in Namni Mfaho. So some hyenas came out. You know, because the people were under the charge of the hyenas. And it's like the street I was using before, I had opened the back door for them to go. So when I was now passing a street, that was it, they say, Akwawe no be omono. So they just came, they wanted to bite me, left, right, center. They were climbing on me. And I'm sorry. So when I woke up, I looked at the time. I had determined to wake up at 2 to pray. Look at the time now. It's 12 something something. I say, and Nano Kakra. Who did the miracle? Me woke of one sorry me so deliverance get to heaven. And so me by the there be, you see, in Christ you don't take care of yourself. You are someone's sheep, you are someone's child, and your protection is not your responsibility. Your preservation is a responsibility of your Father. Are you here at all? That is the essence of your faith.
So I just want to say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for good sleep. Oya, away bus. And when I woke up, at the time I had planned to wake up, I do wanna pepe ne yanime. Cotton has nana fed me bomb by why am I no mubahano? Just pray in the name of Jesus. Are you here at all? No poison will stay in our no fang, nothing. No, anything that is not planted by my Father is rooted out. Praise the Lord. Any attack coming from where, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are no scheme of hell shall prevail. And one of the Majina has Bakukra and Yejuma and Kalana, who hyena near war. And I'm going to obey a pintain on Moki cows and cows. Hey, Omaba. But they came and they destroyed everywhere. No. Our blood crumple cannot be soaked by the devil. Yes. Say, I'm blessed. Can't hear you at all. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Did you not hear that? It says that even if you were bitten by a serpent, that poison will do nothing to you. These things should become the foundation of your faith, what Christ has done. So that don't have a bad dream and wake up and think, Omenyame. Yeah, how have they, you know, overcome you? How? Your mindset should be that regardless of whatever vision I saw, I'm still an overcomer in Christ. Are you here at all? I'm an overcomer. And I have authority to deal with. When I now had the settlement, drank water, my eye was clear. I was just praying systematically. I bind the devil, his activities. Jesus came that the works of the devil may be destroyed. My life is hid in Christ in God. I'm seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. The power of God is upon me, and he's giving me authority to root out, pull down. I pull down, root out. Are you here at all? Don't just let devil be molesting you when you have the legal authority to deal with him. Jesus resurrected and gave us life. Praise the Lord. I don't know if it's a Resurrection Sunday message. Do you think it's a Resurrection Sunday message? What do you think? It doesn't look like Easter Sunday, huh? Message. I think it's okay. So you will see that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples, they were not normal again. Hello? They were not normal. They operated at a different level because something had happened to them. Ketka sang a song. He said, Jesus, something happened. Something happens when we call your name. See, what happens is supernatural. It's supernatural. There's something supernatural about the name of Jesus Christ. Too powerful. Too powerful. Tell somebody, I'm not normal. Please be talking to somebody. When you are dealing with me, be very careful because I'm not normal. I'm not normal. I'm supernatural. Praise the Lord. I'm not normal. Please, can you tell about three people? It's an Easter Sunday morning. I'm not normal. Acquitted and discharged. Giving authority to execute. To be normal. You know, normally, when a prisoner is pardoned, the record will still be there. And the person may never be able to become a president. There are some things you won't have again. But the one Jesus did is clean slate. Though. Clean slate. Like every
properly, like as if you never sinned before. Too powerful. So you can now receive what originally was predetermined before the existence of this life. God created you to be great. In Christ, your greatness has started. Praise the Lord. He said, Christ in me is the hope of glory. That's why when something big is before you, you should not have two minds. Will I have or I will not have? No human being has the power to condemn you. No human being has the power to put you down. Even the devil, their master himself, has been spoiled. So continue to maintain the grounds Jesus has given you. Continue to express your faith in what Jesus has done. Praise the Lord. Jesus died. Bible says his body was broken that I will be healed. Continue to express faith in the fact that he was bruised for my healing. Continue to express. Don't be looking for how am I going to be healed. What are you doing with the how? He's already done the process. You are now going on the how. Collect what has been given you. Express your faith in what he has done. Are you with me at all? He has, the how is the difficulty, and he's done that. So they say cancer. They say, okay. Jesus gave me life. Jesus gave me healing. I express my faith in the healing power of the Lord. I am healed. Cancer cannot stay in my body. I am healed. So and so cannot stay in my body. I walk in the perfect health of Christ, that Christ has given me. He's my physician. Are you here at all? You walk, express. Some people are praying the sickness out. How? You are praying the sickness out. How do you pray a sickness out? By expressing your faith in the ability of God, in the work Jesus has done. When I stand here and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, it is the clearance is in the name of what? Jesus. Listen to me. No occultic group, no matter how fierce and notorious they look, how brutal and how they visibly have expressed their dark powers, no, all of them have been spoiled, have been defeated. Their master is Satan, and the master has been defeated. You, this child of God that has Jesus in you, you are a mystery to the devil. But what are we doing? At this young because we don't know who we are. You don't know who we are in Christ. Who am I in Christ? Who am I? You stand there. Sometimes heaven is even shocked that some things are happening in your life. Heaven shock. Wow. Now, on your fire now. Why? How? As when Penina, I could have 5 years. It's beating. Hey. Now, Papa, we are not going to get to a prayer and say. See, the angel's self go shock. And I'm not doing we are blessed though. Can you talk to about three people that as the word of God has said today, Satan is not your problem. It's never my problem. Can never be my problem. And I have so much authority. Absolute authority over Satan. Is it a good news you have heard this Easter? Why don't you give Jesus a big clap? I'm excited to know that I'm indestructible. I'm free. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Let's thank the Lord. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you thanks. I give you glory. I give you honor. Thank him for redemption. Thank him that when he died, he rose again. He's giving us power. Thank him that he's the one who defines who you are. Thank him. Thank him that you don't define who you are. Your parents don't define who you are.
It is the work Christ has done that defines who you are, your existence, your future, your everything. Jesus is my everything. He's more than enough for me. Makota la pahatata. Paul said, his strength is perfected in my weakness. He's everything for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, ye are complete in him. Come on, begin to pronounce, I am complete. I am complete in every area in him. I'm complete in my health. Complete in my body. In my mind, I am complete. There is nothing that is not complete in me. He said, it is finished, and it is finished. I'm complete. I walk in glory. Open your mouth. Sheleke pahatatata. E rababa koshata lababakata. E tola baba baba shota labaha. Kada lababa kashota la. E koshele pata. Come on, lift your hands and bless him. Lift your hands and bless him now. Come on now. Oh, is the Lamb. Lift your hands, come on now. Lift your hands, come on. Thank the Lord, bless him.
He is worthy to receive our praise.
Lift your hands, let's bless him. Sing it out. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Sing it again. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.